want to take a minute. And this week we're kind of focusing a little different than what we will be the rest of the 40 days, just to kind of set vision and focus for what we're doing. Really focusing this week on just kind of the context and the hour that we're in. In other words, why now for a 40-day fast, crying out for more of the presence of the Lord. And so tonight I just want to talk about kind of the narrower context, the immediate urgency of this hour, or what the Lord is doing right now in our nation, so that we can get a hold of that and so we can partner with it. And then what we really want to focus on a lot during the weeks to come is just the broader context of what the Lord is doing right now. The move of the Lord, that's not the month-long move of the Lord, but the years and decades-long move of the Lord. What is God stirring in the earth right now? And just setting our hearts before that and just agreeing with it and asking the Lord to just write it into us and to use us in it. But tonight I want to just talk about what's happening in our nation right now, the reason that this 40-day fast was called. And I want to do that for a couple reasons, even though it's not the most enjoyable part of the night. Is I want our hearts to get a hold of the urgency of this 40 days, because there's nothing better to sustain you through 40 days of fasting than to understand that what's happening right now in the spirit is incredibly important. That what's happening as we give ourselves in prayer and fasting, in agreeing with what God is doing in this nation, that something is important is happening in this nation. And the real narrow focus of what's happening right now, the reason they've called this fast, is right now, over these 40 days, there are teams of students from IHOPU that are ministering up in New England, up at the Ivy League schools. The larger story of that is, back in November, the Lord began to pour out His Spirit on the IHOPU students. And there was just a move and a wave of just deliverance and healing, and of hearts just being set free into the love of God. And just a powerful touch of the Holy Spirit. The generation just began to encounter God. And now, several months into that, it's still going on. And the Lord, in several prophetic directions, different dreams and speaking to different people simultaneously, set these same 40 days in the hearts of different leaders at IHOPU to go and minister in the Ivy League schools. And they've called a fast across the nation to cry out for awakening in America's colleges, to cry out for awakening on the campuses of America. And that's so, the reason why this is so critical and so important in this hour is because that is the very heart of the issue that we're dealing with in America right now, is this stronghold of intellectualism and secularism, and its chief points are in the Ivy League schools. Derek Prince prophesied back in 1972 that Boston was America's Jericho, and that when the walls of intellectualism come down in Boston, that we would see an outpouring of the Holy Spirit all across the nation. And when that stronghold of intellectualism that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, that lifts man and the wisdom of man up above the wisdom of God, when that falls in America, then the Spirit of God would be free to move. And so what we're asking for over these 40 days is for the Lord to just come in the same way that He came in Kansas City and to demonstrate Himself real. You can debate with atheists, you can argue with them, and you won't get much of anywhere. When the power and the presence of God shows up, then their eyes are suddenly opened that God is real and that they need Him. And that's what we want to cry out for in New England. But I want to back out even a little larger from that. Because what prompted this outpouring of the Spirit at IHOP, it began this summer, really. Back in August, Daniel Lim, the CEO there, shared a message on the urgent need for revival in America. Why we urgently need to be crying for awakening in America. That it's not something to put off for years or decades. It's an urgent need now. And we look at this generation and we see what it's facing. We see the cultural pressures that are facing us in our time. But the real issue that is really caught at my heart is not that there are pressures facing this generation, but that it hasn't yet found the answer in God. The statistics say that the generation from 1924 to 1944 is still, to this day, 65% engaged in the church. As you go through the years, that decreases to 35 to 15 and less than 4% church engagement for the generation that's 25 and under, for my generation. It's not the fact that they're facing pressures that is the crisis of this hour. It's the fact that they've been unable to find answers in the church. They've come to the church and they haven't found the answers that they need. And I believe that what God is doing right now, what he began at IHOP University, is simply to state loudly and boldly that I am the answer that this generation needs. That I am the answer for all of this generation's brokenness. As it begins breaking off the shame, the addictions, the bondage, the low self-esteem, the depression, the suicidal thoughts, as God begins breaking in and he says that I am the answer. There's no doubt in my mind that God has an answer and that God is the answer for this generation. And I want to stare into that because I want us to have clarity on what it is that we're asking for. That it's not asking for revival because we want signs and wonders. It's not asking for revival because we want God to move in this way or that way. It's asking for the presence of God because God is the only answer for this generation. Turning our attention back to God and saying that he is our inheritance, that he is our portion, he is our only good thing, and apart from him, we have nothing for ourselves and we have nothing to offer a generation that's broken in need. It's the presence of God in and on his church that is going to empower us to reach a generation that's desperately in need of God. And as we look at what God is doing right now, he's giving us the answer, and he's giving us that faith that he wants to answer. That God wants to give himself to a generation. This generation has been given all sorts of answers, all sorts of options, all sorts of alternatives for how to solve its problems. But God wants to give a generation himself. He wants to give a generation his presence and a real live encounter and relationship with a living God. And that's what we're crying out for in New England. That skeptics, that atheists, that agnostics, that the secular humanist stronghold of America would encounter a real and living and active God. And that's what we're crying out for all across the nation. Because the same thing happens to a lesser degree in every college across the nation. The numbers on the percentage of Christians that fall away from the faith while they're in college are terrifying. And we're losing believers to this stronghold that scoffs at God and says that he is not real. And it's because a generation has yet to encounter a real and living God and to experience a real and living relationship. And so we want to ask God that he would release that all across this nation. That a generation would come into confrontation with a real and a living God who has desires, who has plans, who has purposes, who knows their heart, who sees their lives, and who interacts with them in a real and living way. And it just as I was preparing for tonight and just looking at where we are as a nation, it stirs me to look again at the urgency of the hour. Not because it's a desperate cry that we need God to move and it doesn't look like he's going to. We need God to move, and he is moving, and he's going to move. It is set in his heart that God wants to move. But I want to be aware of the urgency of the hour so that in our hearts we're treating this like what it is. And it is the most glorious, gracious gift of a loving, merciful Father. It is not just revival, thank you. This is better than life the way it used to be. It's revival. This is what we've longed for. This is what we've cried for. This is what we have desperately needed in this nation. And this is going to be the saving grace of 96% of a generation that has not yet encountered the Lord, that is not yet prepared for eternity. And we want to carry in our hearts that gratitude for who God is and for what He's doing, that He's showing mercy to a nation that is totally undeserving. And I want to carry in my heart just that praise and thanksgiving to God for what He's beginning. And to let that birth in us a faith that it's going to move onward, that it will touch the Ivy League schools, that it will touch the campuses all across this nation, that it will touch every city and every church and every home. The very beginning of this awakening was the word that God gave to Alan Hood, that the fire of God was going to touch every church, every school, every campus, every home, every believer's heart. And as we look into what God has already done, we find the faith to believe that He's going to do the rest. That it's in His heart to give us more. It's in His heart to take it farther. It's in His heart to bring Himself into our churches, to bring Himself into our homes, into our hearts, to give us Himself that we could give Him to a generation, that we could give Him to a nation that is desperately in need, and it needs to encounter God. A generation that can't be answered by any other cry. Back on July 4th, 2009, Kenneth Copeland gave a word, and I think really sums up what we're seeing and what I'm feeling right now. He says there's a great awakening that is hanging over the nation of America, just hanging there, waiting to be realized, waiting to be flowed and released throughout the nation. And thus saith the Lord, that in this hour it's the churches that are teaching and training people to pray. Those are the churches where the explosion and the glory of God will be manifest first. The praying churches will walk in it first, and they'll say, revival broke out there. No, answered prayer broke out over there. And I just want to distinguish in my own heart between revival breaking out and answered prayer breaking out. This is more than just a nice renewal. It's more than just God giving us a little gift of His presence, as much as we love that. It's an answer to prayer. It's an answer to the cries of a generation. And it's an answer to what we most deeply and most greatly need. And so we want to lean into it with everything that we are. And we want to give God the praise and the glory for what He's done. We want to give Him praise and the glory for the mercy that He's showing to this nation. We want to ask Him to carry it farther. In Daniel 9, Daniel is reading through the prophet Jeremiah, and he comes across the passage where Jeremiah says that the exile of Jerusalem is going to last 70 years, and then the Lord's going to set them free to return home. And Daniel finds that passage, and it's come to the end of the 70 years, but instead of just saying, oh good, the hour has come for Jerusalem to return, it says he sets his face in prayer and fasting to the Lord. I feel like we've stepped into an hour where God is saying the hour for awakening in America has come. The hour for something to shift in America has come. But let's set our face in prayer and fasting, and let's say, yes, we agree. Good choice. God, we love what You're doing. We love what You're wanting to do. Come and bring more and more and more of Your presence. And secondly, the other motivation that I feel for this 40 days is to just set our hearts in place to receive what God is doing and to be used in what God is doing. To be part of what God is doing and receive from what God is doing. As often we pray for revival, at least I have this problem. I pray for revival and I don't picture myself being part of it. I pray for an outpouring of the Spirit, but I picture it happening somewhere else with someone else. And we want to set ourselves in the middle of what God is doing and say, God, touch us and God, use us. As the a move of God begins to spread across the nation, and the nation begins to enter transition, it's a time also for us to enter transition. As God begins doing something new in the nation, we say, God, begin doing something new in us. To just set our hearts before the Lord and let Him just write on us the things that He's doing and the things that He's saying and everything that He wants to give us and do through us. And so that's what we're giving most of this 40 days to, is really looking into what God is doing on the earth right now and just intentionally stepping back from what we do and saying, God, what are you doing? Stepping back from what we're doing and saying, God, what are you doing? And letting Him write on our hearts the things that He's speaking in this hour. But tonight, I just want to, we're going to focus in on kind of the narrow need of the hour. We're just going to be praying for this outreach in the Ivy League schools and praying for an awakening all across the college campuses. Praying for what the Lord has begun to spread. For what the Lord has begun to increase, that the Lord would give us more, that He would give us the more that He's longing to give us, that He would give us the great awakening that He's holding over this nation. We've seen renewals before, we've seen them often. We haven't seen a great awakening in America since the 1840s, and we are long overdue for one. And the Lord wants to give it, and let's press in and let's ask Him for it. But first, we just want to give Him the praise and the glory for what He's doing. So Jesus, tonight we honor You. God, tonight we set our hearts before You. We set our hearts before Your throne. God, we set our hearts before the activity of Your hand, before the activity of Your heart, before the activity of Your eyes, to love You, to adore You, to praise You for what You are doing. God, we thank You for answered prayer. We thank You for an awakening. We thank You for revival, for a move of Your Spirit. God, we thank You that You have the answer for a generation's need, that You have the answer for our hour of crisis. God, that You have the answer to what no man has been able to fix. God, we thank You that You are our portion, that You are our good. God, we thank You that we have nothing good outside of You. Oh, we love that we have nothing good outside of You. That You are all that we have to offer this generation. And You long to give us Yourself. God, we thank You that You are merciful. That You are compassionate. That You love to give of Yourself. You love to answer prayer. You love to act on behalf of those who wait for You. Holy Spirit, I'm asking tonight that You would come and You would combine in our hearts the move of God and God Himself. God, that as we look upon the activity of Your hands, that we would connect it with the activity of Your heart. God, that as we see You move across this nation, that we would connect it with the stirrings and the longings of Your heart. God, we thank You that You have not forgotten this nation, that You have not been deaf to its cries, but that Your heart is longing to show mercy, that Your heart is longing to reach a generation, that Your heart is longing to give Yourself to those who most desperately need it. God, we thank You that You have not forgotten us when we have forgotten You, that You have not forsaken us when we have forsaken You, that You have been faithful when we have been faithless. God, we thank You that You are the Lord God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. We thank You that Your heart abounds in longing for this nation, that Your heart abounds in longing for our youth, for our colleges. Your heart abounds in longing for every heart in this nation that has not yet encountered a real and living God, for every heart in this nation that has not yet entered into a real and living relationship. God, we thank You that Your heart is burning to show Yourself in this nation, that Your heart is burning for the glory of Jesus in this nation, that your heart is longing to reach out more and more and demonstrate your name and proclaim who you are, to set hearts free, to know you, to love you, to experience the living God. Lord, we give you praise tonight. We say all your ways are just and true. All your works are wonderful. God, we praise you for the story that you're writing in this nation. We praise you for the work that you have begun in this nation. God, we give you glory as the one who answers prayer. We say praise is awaiting you, O God. You who answer prayer, praise is awaiting you. Father, we come before you with faith, with confidence. We come to your throne of grace in our hour of need to find mercy. God, with confidence we come before you now. God, and we say more, more of what you're doing. God, we ask you for this next stage. God, we ask that you would take this from a local outpouring, that you would release your spirit upon these schools in New England, that you would release your spirit upon colleges all across the nation. Father, we ask you now, Acts 4:29, that you would grant your servants that they might speak with all boldness, that signs and wonders would go forth, and healings in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you now, these IHOPU teams going to the Ivy League schools, we ask you for these teams ministering up at the campuses of New England. God, we ask you for these 40 days, for profound signs of your presence. God, that you would release your spirit in greater measure, that you would release your spirit in signs and wonders. God, we ask you for healings. We ask you for signs, for wonders. We ask you for words of prophecy, words of wisdom, words of knowledge. We ask you, Lord, that you would put your glory on display, even as you have in Kansas City, that you would put your name on display, that you would put your heart on display. God, we ask you now for the glory of Jesus to be revealed in New England. God, we ask you for the glory of Jesus to strike Harvard, to strike Yale. God, that the glory of Jesus would reach Amherst. The glory of Jesus would reach every one of the Ivy League schools. God, we pray for these awakening meetings that will be held in the next 40 days. God, we ask you, fill them with your presence. Flood them with the knowledge of you. God, I ask for hearts that are hardened against you to be divinely opened by a touch of your hand. God, that you would speak the words that cause hearts to know that you know them intimately. That you would give those words of prophecy, those words of wisdom, those words of knowledge that would unwrap guarded hearts, would cause them to know that they have been seen and they have been known by a living God. God, we ask you for healing, for signs and wonders, God, that you would stretch out your hand and you would demonstrate not only that you are real, but that you are love. God, that you would heal even those who have raged against you, that you would touch and deliver even those who have scoffed at your name. God, we ask that you would move amongst even the hardest of hearts, even those most blinded by the philosophies of this age. God, that you would release your goodness, that you would release your strength, that you would release your mercy. God, would you show yourself strong over these 40 days? God, we ask you, in the center of America's intellectual stronghold, would you release the knowledge of Jesus Christ, a light to shine, to pierce every darkness, to tear down every stronghold that exalts itself against the knowledge of him? God, I ask that you would make yourself known, that you would make your son known. Would you anoint these IHOPU students? God, would you move through them? Would you share your love through them? Would you minister your presence through them? God, we ask you, in faith and in boldness, to give this generation the answer that it desperately needs and the answer that you desperately long to give. Give it encounter with the living God. Give it relationship with the real and living God. Come and demonstrate your presence. Come and set hearts ablaze to know you, to find you, and to find freedom in you. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, stretch out your hand over New England and display the mighty power of the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you that this nation would be laid hold of by the Spirit of God. God, we ask you all across this nation, on every college campus, God, here in this city, and all across the nation of America, would you release your Spirit in signs and wonders and the knowledge of God. Lord, I ask that you would come and you would encounter a generation, that you would come and you would make yourself known to a generation. Father, we ask you for a generation that has grown up outside of the church, for a generation that has grown up not experiencing a move of God. Lord, we ask you for a move of God for our day. Lord, we ask you for a great release of your Spirit for our day. We ask you for a great release of your presence for our day. God, we ask that this would not end in Kansas City or in the New England schools. God, we ask you for another great awakening for this nation. God, that this would not end in renewals, that this would not end in an outpouring of your Spirit, but this would end in a great awakening that shifts the culture of America, that escorts a generation into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. God, would you come? Would you lay hold of campuses all across this nation? God, we ask you for a move of your Spirit that would not relent. God, that you would let loose the jealousy of your heart over this nation, that you would let loose your unrelenting zeal for Jesus' inheritance in this nation. God, I ask that you would look upon a generation crying out in need for God, that you would come and you would answer prayer. God, we thank you that you are the God who hears, that you are the God who answers prayer. God, we thank you that answered prayer is breaking out in this nation, that the cry of hearts is being answered. And God, we ask you, do not relent. God, we ask you, move however you want to move. God, move in whatever way you desire. We're not asking for signs and wonders. We're not asking for healings. We love those things, God, but we want you, whatever it looks like, whatever it feels like. We want a generation to meet God, whatever it looks like, whatever it sounds like, wherever it takes us, God. We want a generation to meet God. Would you come with more of your presence? Would you come with more of your abiding Spirit? God, would you come and meet a generation in this nation? God, I ask you in Jesus' name, touch the colleges of America. Release a great awakening in our day.